I'm Paul Wegraff, director of the Delaware Division of the Arts, hosting you for the show today. And I am in the studio of, it is the Marketplace Gallery, featuring Geraldo Gonzalez, a 2019 Delaware Division of the Arts Artist Fellow. Really exciting opportunity. I'm looking forward to walking through the exhibition of Geraldo's work with a concentration and a history of transit art. So, Geraldo, welcome, or I should say, I'm glad to be here in the gallery here with your artwork. Talk a little bit about your beginnings in art, particularly your fascination with transit, transportation, and how you capture that in your art.
Well, I first started on Friday, September 17, 2004. After I got off from high school, Christian High School.
Okay.
So here's what really goes through my mindset. Like, I have never done this before in my life. I go to darkfirststate.com. Here's what how it happened. I go to darkfirststate.com, and they had these student poster contests that I'm really interested in. I want to draw. I want to do something. So I start drawing. I haven't done this before. And I started drawing. So I went to Dark First State administration office to talk to the general manager. So I was told that you have to enter it when an upcoming contest coming. You have to sign up for it. I said, oh, okay. So I go home, start making some new artwork. So it was quite interesting. I'd start taking public transit when I was a kid. I was a baby.
Okay.
And I took SEPTA. That's my hometown public transit. And I live in Aston, Pennsylvania.
Okay, sure.
So I live because we got the route I take from where I live to the mall.
Right.
So, and I was like, oh my goodness, this is the bus engine, the model. So I tried, and I rode a different, and when I take the same bus route, they had a different model. So years later, when I start doing my research, what buses have been built, or what model, and what year it has built. So I do all this information. So I wrote it down on a piece of paper. Then I go to other transit enthusiasts' website, and I start joining in. And there's like a couple of members who are transit enthusiasts. So they have been photographing public transit. And I'm like, oh, this is very interesting. So I take pictures of buses since 2001.
So, I mean, what's amazing to me is that, I mean, you not only capture transit, bus, train, with your painting, but you have actually researched and learned about the vehicles themselves, and I understand you have learned about the routes that they drive, and so I mean, you really do your research, which to me is fascinating. The other thing I love about your artwork is the color that you use.
Yes.
Because oftentimes we think about public transportation and think of it in bright, vivid colors, but yet you capture that.
Right.
So as your painting has evolved, why did you go in that direction, to use that color
well,
in your art?
It's very, I start doing it back in 2012. Yeah, 2012 when I first started doing bright color psychedelic, which I don't smoke, but I see other artists doing it. I said, oh, this is very interesting. So I start designing my own work.
Okay.
With all public transportation, I take pictures of buses almost every day after I get off of work. So I go home, grab my camera, go outside, take some pictures. Even I do video, make some videos. I do video with public bus classifiers. I put all the videos together. So I put on my YouTube channel. So when I do my artwork, I start watching the bus video come pass by, and now start coloring faster and faster and faster. So when I first came to Creative Vision Factory.
Okay, with Michael Kalmbach. Right.
So my neighbor, I live, Ellen, my name, she's an artist, so she knows Michael Kalmbach.
Okay.
She said to me, you have to meet with Michael Kalmbach. I said, okay, sure. Where's his art exhibition? She said, right up in Market Street. I said, okay. So I write down a piece of paper at a time, So I came into his gallery. I bring in a case, a big, heavy case of my artwork, loaded with artwork.
Mm-hmm.
So I show it to Michael Combat, and I tell him the situation I go through. Like, people have not taken me seriously. I sent some emails to the Delaware Art Museum, and I explained to him, hey, I want to have my art displayed at the museum. They don't understand what I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It's frustrating. So I can go. So I met with Michael. He helped me put my foot through the door.
Okay.
At the factory. So I became a membership during the first Friday February artwork.
Right.
My art week.
Right.
2012. So a week later, was on Monday. So I wouldn't work from Tuesday to Thursday at the doctor's office. So Mondays and Fridays, those are 2 days I'm not at work. So I came to Crazy Vision Factory from 10 to 5.
Okay.
Doing artwork, like five or six new artwork per day. And then after I got off of work at 1 o'clock, I went to the Crazy Vision Factory. I did like 3-4 new artwork per day. Then I do it at home, 5 per night.
Mm-hmm.
So I do like more artwork, more creative, because it helps keep my brain motivated.
Sure, sure.
Because the more you do it, the more smarter and the more your brain will. Because I've done a lot of art, and it helps me keep me more independent.
Right,
it has changed
right.
my whole life. Because I do a lot of bus traveling when I was 15.
Right.
Doing my
okay.
art. I know the areas, I know the routes, and I know the fairs and all the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a law, and then my parents would worry about me. I'm traveling all by myself. They worry about it by myself.
Yeah.
Because I have my cell phone with me.
Okay.
I would carry it with me all the time. If something happens to me, I just call the cops. Because this is for my, therapy's sake and sorry.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I know you're incredibly prolific. Looking around the gallery here, I'm curious, some of the paintings, are they sort of capturing what you're seeing in a photograph, while others of the paintings are sort of what is just in your head and you don't necessarily have a photograph of it?
Well, it was first starting to 15. I do artwork without photograph.
Okay.
I draw by sticks.
Got it. Okay.
And then I started doing artwork from an image in 2006.
Okay.
So that'll be my next step. Mm-hmm. It is all plain without bright colors.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I know you use colored pencil. Is there any other medium that you use?
Yes, I do like watercolor.
Okay.
I do like a little mixed media.
Okay.
I started since 2016.
Okay.
And then I also do self-portraits of acrylic paint.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I was reading in one of the write-ups on you that much of your work, particularly the transit work, there's almost a stronger focus on the vehicle
right.
than any people in it. But yet you have people in
right.
a lot of these. What's your thinking behind that?
I just do my Google research.
Okay.
A lot of professional photographers do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do that because sometimes people get very upset with me.
Right.
They think I'm taking pictures of them. But I've got like that a couple of times.
Okay.
I have people ask me, are you a photographer? Are you responsible? I get a lot of questions when I first started in 2008.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, goodness. It's frustrating, but I got to give the answer the best I can.
And I know you have a huge social media presence. I looked you up I looked you up by using Geraldo Gonzalez, the King of Transit.
Yeah.
When did you get that label?
I have a friend who's a bus operator. His name is Bill Price.
Okay.
He drives a 35 and a 6 at night. He first called me the King of Transit. And I was like, wow, I can't believe he just used that word. So I took the word King of Transit from him and put it in my nickname.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Geraldo, the King of Transit Gonzalez.
Mm-hmm.
So I just put my nickname since 2012 because I'm part of the public transit region.
Okay. Okay, because I know you're on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. I mean, yes. quite a presence. But let's start walking through the gallery here a little bit and talk about some of the work. And I'll let you sort of lead.
Okay.
You know, highlights of your work.
Okay. I wish I have a ruler to point out. Yeah. So this one right here to the top.
Right, it's a Septibus with the Philly skyline in the background.
Now, this one was first started this year because I did the half on the original and I did the half on the bright colors.
Okay.
This is me on the top behind these buildings.
Mm-hmm.
So this was completed this year. This one, I first started doing this. I think these are the 2020 and 2011 new artwork.
Okay, so the painting next to it is an interior shot of a bus with a few passengers, and again multicolored, not at all what the inside of a bus would look like for real.
Yeah, so this image is I got it from Google.
Okay.
Yeah, I got it from the transit system called Go Train. That's the name of the transit in North Carolina.
Okay.
And this one right here, I did Photoshop. So,
all right, so it's a photograph of a DART bus.
Correct.
With one of those side. What do they call those? The vinyl ads on the side of the side of the bus.
Right. So I went to Delaware. Yeah, DCAD, the Delaware
College of Art and Design.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Uh huh.
So I took that course, and I asked the teacher, "Hey, I'm having a hard time. I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to make a bus drive out of it." So the teacher showed me what to do, and I was like, oh, okay, so now I can do this on my own. Okay. So this one took me about an hour and a half. This one over here, it took me...
Front end of a bus in a really... how would you describe that pattern?
It's just really beautiful. I grabbed images from my artwork.
Okay.
I took the picture of my artwork, so I grabbed it, and then drag it to another image.
Okay.
So thing out, and then you put, and then you transfer the artwork to that one.
So some of your art is digital art as well.
Yes.
You started by on paper with pencil.
Right.
Your media, which is fascinating.
Tony, Michael, and I we did a Kickstarter fundraising to get a bus route.
Okay.
The bus route costs $8,000, and we haven't reached our goal. We're very short to $1,000.
Okay.
So we still figure out, do a plan B to sign the petition. But during this pandemic, we're gonna figure out a way in the future, in a very bright future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now I should point out that we are here in the Marketplace Gallery at the corner of 9th and...
9th and Orange.
9th and Orange. And your exhibition is here until...
By the end of the month.
By the end of April.
Yes. So, okay. I had this exhibition last Friday.
Okay.
It was packed.
Yeah.
For the first time. And I felt great.
Yeah.
And I sold 9 of my artwork.
Oh, that's great.
So I sold one for this one on the wall, and even sold for this one right there.
Okay.
If anybody interested, it's $70 each.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, it really is some beautiful artwork. Now, a number of these do not include transit. So you're not...
Not just public transit.
Right.
I do, like, some other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So this one right here behind me, I watch a lot of Rocky movies.
I was going to say, a number of these have boxing themes in them.
Yes. Yeah. So 2018, I first doing that. So this is me right here as Prefer Rocky.
Okay.
And that's Paul Reed. So what happened was I put myself there, and Paul Reed, he's a B-man and has these tennis. Me again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, again, really colorful. The two boxers with the
fill. And over here, I'm going to show you this one. This is during the boxing series. This woman from overseas, she came over to the United States, and she has a New York City subway shirt.
Okay.
She came in. She saw me taking pictures of public transit. So it's still public transit. She came up to me and said, take my picture. We'll be in the skirt. So I took a picture and find there's a bus going by.
Okay.
So I was like, yes.
That's great. That's great. Yeah, I mean, you have New Jersey Transit trains. You've got DART. You've got SEPTA.
Yes.
So
I do cover with New Jersey Transit as well. So New Jersey Transit has a big, huge public transportation throughout New Jersey.
Right. Right.
It connects to Philadelphia, New York City. Mm-hmm. It used to have a bus service here in Wilmington.
Right. Right.
It was started in October 1986.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they discontinued because Governor Chris Christie cut the line off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and I know you can go all the way from Wilmington up to New York City just on regional rail.
Right.
Just take SEPTA up to Trenton and then New Jersey Transit from Trenton up to the city.
I've done that a couple of times.
Have you?
Yes.
Yeah. Takes a little bit longer because you have to switch trains, but it's...
Amtrak, it'll take about 20 minutes.
Right. Right.
Get from Wilmington to New York. Mike Kalmbach and I, we took the train to New York. We went to the art gallery because my artwork, it's on the Raw Vision magazine.
Okay. It's really a fascinating exhibition. I really encourage people to stop down here again, the corner of 9th and Orange at the Marketplace Gallery. To see Geraldo Gonzalez's artwork. Do you have any exhibitions coming up after this?
Not at this time.
Not yet?
Okay. Not yet.
Now, I'm curious, has there ever been any interest expressed by the transit services for any of your artwork?
Well, DART followed me on Instagram.
Okay.
So I've been posting it a lot, so DART supports my artwork.
Okay. Oh, that's great.
They have a couple of my artwork in their office. Mm-hmm. So they want me to work on tokens, for a very, very old token.
Oh, interesting.
So they want me to work something.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, that's great.
Now,
that's
this great. One right here, these bus passes, I got it from 2004 all the way to 2018.
Wow. Yeah, it's a three-dimensional sculpture of... a torso, the body from the waist down, and then the body is a bus.
Yes.
Covered completely with DART First State Fair cards.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Now this one is. Two
and you constructed this?
Yes, this okay. one's 2 years old.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I got another one, the same model like that. I had to remodel and maintain it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I wish I could bring two, but this is. This one has a good condition, so I can maintain it and take good care of it.
Fascinating, because you can even look in the windows of the bus and see the seats. I mean,
yes.
The detail is phenomenal.
Yes. So.
Well, this really is quite an exhibition. I mean, again, I'm just astonished at how prolific you are.
Right.
And how much you produce and how visually stunning it all is. It really is... a beautiful, beautiful exhibition.
Right.
And it looks like you are using the gallery space to do some work as well. Is
yes.
that right?
Yes.
Which is great. So
I got to get out of the house and I got to do some work.
Yeah.
Because staying home all day is not helping.
Yeah, yeah.
I go outside every day with the camera.
Okay.
And I have an electric scooter right here.
Oh, okay. Great. Yeah.
So I use the electric scooter. Scoot around the city,
mm-hmm.
but I used the horn
mm-hmm.
and let
mm-hmm.
people know that I'm coming through.
Right.
So I had people got quick respond, they move out of the way, and some others they don't.
Yeah.
I had one lady got mad at me, and she said, "Sure, say excuse me," and I said, "It's the same thing."
So tell me, with all your exposure to public transportation, what have you learned about people?
People. Yes. I did a lot of people.
Yeah.
I print them out on Google and draw it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the range of individuals that you capture in your paintings is really fascinating.
Yeah, I see like really people, great. Like all different backgrounds and heritages,
yeah.
all come together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Around the world.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Well, Geraldo, thanks so much for taking time with me here in the gallery. It's really just a beautiful exhibition.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Commend you for the work that you're doing, and it's particularly timely with this national infrastructure bill now under discussion on what needs to be done nationally with public transportation. This is quite a timely exhibition with that. So thanks so much again for taking time with me. Again, we've been with Geraldo Gonzalez here at the Marketplace Gallery, looking at his art exhibition and sharing the work that you do. So thanks again.
Oh, you're very welcome.